It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Need a snowblower that'll power through the toughest Truckee winters? Right now at Truckee Rents and Mountain Hardware and Sports, buy any new Honda snowblower and get 3 extra years of warranty free. That's 6 full years of Honda protection for 0 extra cost. And if your current Honda needs a tune-up, bring it to Truckee Rents Honda Certified Mechanics for expert service and seasonal maintenance. Visit Truckee Rents or any Mountain Hardware and Sports location to see how they can help you with your snowblower needs. It's hard to believe, but the final fishing report of the season is upon us. The weekly report is ending as the signs of the season's end are everywhere. The warm, hazy evenings of summer are long gone, replaced by frosty mornings and snow-dusted peaks that will stay white until spring. There's a certain quiet magic to this time of year. It's also some of the best fishing of the season. The Truckee River remains in prime fall shape with crisp mornings, steady flows, and active trout from Glenshire to the canyon. Flows are 77 CFS out of Tahoe City, 82 through town, and 459 CFS at Ferret. Perfect conditions for concentrated feeding lanes. Browns are stacking tight to structure and woody debris, while rainbows are cruising riffles and seams. Nymph rigs, indicator nymphing, and dry dropper setups are producing the best, and daily hatches of blue-winged olives are keeping fish looking up all day long. Mornings remain the strongest bite, but good action continues throughout the afternoon and evening. With light weekday angler pressure, it's a great time to explore your favorite runs or try some new water. Fall is arguably the best season to fish the Truckee, and with conditions this stable, you should expect strong action and beautiful fish. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are various crayfish patterns, like Haddon's Dead Drift Crayfish, Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Assassin Jig size 16, Biot Epoxy Stone size 6 through 8, and Zebra Midges size 18. Little Truckee River is fishing with that classic late-season precision right now. Low clear water at 49 CFS and perfect mid-50s temperatures means stealth and small flies are the name of the game. Fish are keyed in on blue-winged olives, pale morning duns, and sallies, and they're selective. Early mornings and late evenings offer the best dry fly windows, with big browns staging near the confluence. During the day, switching to small nymphs like Juju Betas, PTs, and Zebra Midges will get you eats under an indicator or Euro rig. Long leaders, light tippet, and clean drifts are essential for success. While it's a technical fishery, patient anglers are being rewarded with some beautiful wild trout. This is prime time for sight fishing and making every cast count. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are pale morning duns size 18, yellow sallies size 18, film critic size 18, zebra midges size 20 through 22, Burke's pale morning duns size 18, elk hair caddis size 18, or Juju Betas size 18 through 20. Before you hit the fall trails, gear up at Mountain Hardware and Sports. You'll find rugged hiking boots, backpacks, and warm layers for those crisp mountain mornings. And the best part? Select apparel and footwear are 50% off until the end of the month. Don't wait. Visit any of their 4 locations and get trail ready today. Let's head out to the lakes, where at Donner Lake, the fishing remains solid across all species. Kokanee are being found near the west end, around 50 feet deep on small spoons and hoochies. Mackinaw are hanging deeper, 50 to 150 feet, and responding well to larger plugs and slow-trolled spoons. Shore anglers are connecting with rainbows near China Cove and the west end ramps using worms, power bait, and spinners. Early and late in the day remains the best time frame to go fish at Donner. The boat ramp is now closed at Boca Reservoir, but the fishing remains good. Surface temperatures are in the high 50s, and trout are active near the dam and West End Creek. Kokanee have fully colored and are no longer biting. The reservoir is sitting at roughly 60% capacity. At Stampede Reservoir, the trout fishing has been steady. Rainbows and browns are being caught along the north shore during early and late hours with worms, lures, and power bait. Trollers are finding suspended fish 40 to 60 feet down on spoons or Rapalas. Cooler mornings are bringing trout shallower, making early hours the most productive at Stampede. Prosser Creek Reservoir continues to provide a fun mix of bass and trout. The boat ramp is closed, so shore anglers are getting the action. The lake is around 60% full with surface temperatures in the high 50s. Bass are holding in coves at about 10 feet, taking plastics, jigs, and crankbaits. Trout anglers near the dam are getting bites with worms, eggs, and powerbait. While not known for big fish, Prosser continues to offer steady action. And finally, over at Pyramid Lake, early season shore anglers are focusing on sandhole and shot dog, while boaters are working 70 to 80 feet deep near Hell's Kitchen. The lake is currently turning over, which has slowed fishing slightly, but conditions should improve as colder weather sets in. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next season, tight lines! This final fishing report, like all the rest throughout the season, is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairson for all of your fishing essentials year-round. You can stay up to date with fishing conditions throughout the winter by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all